Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Want to welcome everybody. Everybody worn out from that incredible NCAA tournament, March Madness. Man, so many great games. Congratulations to everybody. Really, University of Virginia champions. Keep an eye out again for the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Again, it's the Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Great doubleheader today. Lou Vickery, former baseball major league pitcher with the Cardinals and Yankees, multiple book author, motivational speaker, radio host, blog. And he was the host of the radio show, Lou in the Morning. I spent a couple of times a month with him for a few years, so we're excited to have him back again today. Jimmy Spinelli. He's head certified athletic trainer with DA Academy at Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. Jimmy and I go back a long time in the world of volleyball, soccer, top athletic trainer. And he's with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. And then it's the Sports Doctors in with your questions. Let's welcome Lou Vickery. Again, Lou pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. Had a great radio show. He's had, I think, his 14th book and a speaker author. Lou, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, it is great to be with you. I can tell you with, you know what? When you get chronologically gifted like I am, it's great to be anywhere.
Not only that, but Lou just got off the tennis court. You know, the guy's still playing Doug tennis three, four, five times a week. In his 70s, like me. Lou, give us a little bit of quickie. You're an old radio host. You can be quick. Give us a quickie background with you and what you've done.
Well, it's interesting you ask. You hit the two of the major things. That's obviously baseball player, 10 seasons doing that. And I have ended up with a rotator cuff problem. And so you go from one day to being on top of the world, the next day wonder what happens next. I was going to college in the off season, but I went on, finished college. It's a big laugh among my friends, Dr. Bob, because I tell everybody, I said it took me 10 years, which it did, from the time I started to graduated. And, I always refrain if they didn't know that I was going to school while I was playing ball. But, you know, that was a fun time. If you think about it, I go a little here,
yeah,
a little there.
Yes. You know, of course, everybody, Lou, I think his pitching coach was Whitey Ford, wasn't he?
Yeah, Whitey Ford was the pitching coach when I went to the Yankees. He had just retired the year before.
Yes.
And so he became the pitching coach the year I went to the Yankees in a draft. I was drafted by the Yankees out of the Cardinal organization.
Now, of course, those were the days you could go to school, or you would go to school, or have a job on the side because you weren't making $10 million a year. You know, like
amen to that one. Exactly.
You know,
you didn't have a side job.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Now, you, of course, as an author of 14 books, one of your most profound books was The Shades of Gray, growing up in the segregated South and becoming, the first integrated room on the when you guys were on the road. Was that with St. Louis?
Yes, it was. I had an opportunity to room with a guy. Went on to a nice major league career. And
yes, you know, it's funny, Lou, you mentioned, you know, the shoulder injury. You know, I don't know how many different shows you and I did together when the sports doctor was in with Lou in the morning with your how long did you do Lou in the morning down there in Florida?
14 years.
Wow.
It was kind of a second thought after I spent 29 years in the motivational and training and sales development business, traveling all over the country. And so I settled down and I tried retirement, but Dr. Bob, I call it retardation. I was retarded, so I wasn't retired, and I decided to go find something to do that I wanted to do, and I wanted to do a radio show, and had an opportunity to do it, and just really enjoyed it. I had great guests like yourself, man. I tell you, I stay in touch with as many as I can, but I had a slew of them.
Yes, I know the feeling. And of course, you know, you mentioned one of the hot topics that we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor. We sure talked about it on Lou in the Morning. You're on top of the world. You had a rotator cuff injury. All of a sudden, you're dealing with, my gosh, maybe my career is over. All of these kinds of things in the world of professional and very, very serious sports. Yet to this day, you know, as a background with the motivational speaker, you always paid big attention, you know, to the mental game. But, you know, facing injury and having to, you know, pay attention to that, did the shoulder injury end up stopping you?
Yes, it did. You know, in those days, Dr. Bob, they didn't do surgery. You just took time off. You rested it. But, hey, I couldn't break a window pane before I had a surgery. I definitely couldn't break one afterwards. That's my fastball wasn't it was more like it dropped from the lack of speed. We call that a sinker ball, but mine was sinking from the lack of speed more than anything else.
Right. Yeah,
but
it gets really real.
Back, but I was not. After I came back, I wasn't as effective as I had been before. So obviously,
a huge area. You know, I've had psychologists on and other specialists on, Lou, that our whole topic was about the mental challenge of coming back from a serious injury or trying to come back from a serious injury. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back, 10 years, and see the guests and the topics and pick and choose what you might want to listen to. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles and read an endless array of articles on so many different topics. One of my most infamous articles is on women in high heels. Accepting the challenge. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many followers, how many guests I get from Twitter. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, talking with Lou Vickery, ex-major leaguer, motivational speaker. You know, it's interesting, again, because we talk about it so much on the Sports Doc, to Lou, the mental game, the whole mental side of whether it's parenting, coaching, being the athlete themselves, you got to be a specialist in that, I would think, after all these years.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I tell you that my latest book really entails just what we're talking about. It's entitled "Reach Beyond: How to Jump Over Hurdles and Land on Success." But Doc, there's probably 40 stories of people in there. Majority of them relate to people who had to overcome some hurdles, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whether it be just from an atmosphere standpoint, the kind of environment they're in. But it's very interesting from the standpoint that I have seen and rubbed shoulders with a lot of successful people, many of them that had to overcome some pretty significant hurdles to get where they were.
It's a great title. It's a great title, The Reach Beyond and How to Jump Over Hurdles, Land on Success. That's just a terrific scheme of things. What's the website, Lou, people could find out about you and your books and your speaking? What's the best way to find out about that? Google you a website?
Yeah, well, they can go to louvickerybooks.com. Lou Vickery Books, that's spelled L-O-U, V as in Valentine, I-C-K-E-R-Y, books.com. All, you know, the books are available at Amazon also, you can ask for them in your favorite national store, bookstore. But I would like to have an autographed copy, probably the best thing to do is to go to louvickerybooks.com. I think right now, I believe there are 5 books in print, and that on varied topics. So we have a little bit of a variety. I kid everybody, Dr. Bob, I said, that's because I'm left-handed. No,
yeah.
You're going to have to have a...
See, you're more creative. I knew it.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, Mike. I come from a group, although I am not one. We always, that was always part of the interesting stories, whether the lefties were more creative, whether they were more, you know, trying to figure out a right-handed scissor and why can't I use it in my left hand and become,
that's
you know,
right.
More creative. Now, you doing your show down in the Florida world, where, for example, baseball was year-round and sports, you know, year-round, and we would talk a lot on Lou in the Morning about the challenges of overdoing it, of overuse. And you and I would be part of, in our segment, trying to educate parents and coaches about these kinds of realities, you know. And one of the big realities is there is Tommy John surgery done on teenagers in this day and age, you know. And when you think about that kind of overdoing it and the kinds of pressures, it's one of the big reasons I cohabitated with Sharky Zartman and wrote hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which was the epidemic with a capital E of overuse injuries, overdoing it injuries in youth sports. And I remember you and I would talk about it, about baseball, because you'd say, you know, really, it's just year round when the weather's nice, isn't it?
It really is, and unfortunately, you know, both you and I have the same feeling about the about travel baseball. I am not a fan of any kind of travel sports. I think kids need to be kids, and we force them into an adult world much too young of an age. And if you look, very few of them go on to become rather proficient, even at the college level or definitely in the pros. And I think we just burn kids out, and that's unfortunate.
Yes, I think we're paying much more attention to that, but we still are facing it right between our eyes. One of the chapters in the book is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we've got, again, you know, there's this, the epidemic, the nightmare of pain pills in the United States is just, everybody's aware of this nightmare. And the use of painkillers and over-the-counter medicine starts very, very early. And, you know, Dr. Weil, my daughter's competing in gymnastics, her ankle's hurt, she takes 2 Advil a day, yada, yada, yada. So the kinds of pressures many times are way, way out of line. And it would be nice to try to slow down a little bit. And one of your suggestions, really, which is consider getting away from the whole challenge of the traveling, the expense and the time of all of that is a good suggestion. You know, again, you're one of a very, very few, Lou, who become a professional athlete. You knew what it took. Evidently, you did an awful lot of it. You know, so sometimes getting to that type of level, you learn a lot of lessons. And the, of course, right? You're all about
right.
The combination of the sports world and the business world in all of your motivational speaking. There's always been that great marriage of athletics and coaches and business.
You know, Dr. Bob, there is not a separation. What happens in the sports world basically is a microscopic view of what happens in the real world. I mean, you maybe the one big difference, I think, is that, take baseball pitcher, for example, you know right away the results of that pitch. Now, it doesn't necessarily happen that way in the real world, but if you focus on that one moment, that one pitch, as I call it, and I tell people, you know, we make many pitches every day in some form or fashion, and if you focus all your attention on that, then you don't have to concern yourself for what might be the results. You're going to have a, sure, you're not going to be right every time, but you sure got a chance to be right a great deal more than you normally would be.
Yeah, that seems to be the word that seems to describe a lot of that in today's genre is mindfulness. You know, the ability of being in the moment. I always felt that was one of the real attributes of a great athlete, was somehow they were able to stay in the moment and not be aggravated about what happened last inning or whatever it was, and be able to still not be aggravated about facing something else in the future. And again, you know, you go right back to or high performance when you're talking about dealing with the best and the top athletes. Do you believe that, Lou? You got $300-400 million contracts in baseball. My concern is longevity. Sports medicine, giving somebody a 10-12 year contract, sports medicine wise, I think is nuts.
Well, I personally think it's nuts too. You know, there's we've lost focus in our country about priorities.
I'll give you 5 years. I'll give you a 5-year contract or something like that. But I think, you know, the amazing amount, and you could see the kinds of pressures. And that's why, before we run out of time, I have to bounce off you when we would talk about performance-enhancing drugs and that challenge in sports. I would always tell you on Lou in the Morning that my different title for that was performance-surviving drugs, where we were dealing with, you know, trying to play hurt. And don't you understand I have to play in these kinds of pressures? And we see it in youth sports also. And that's why your kind of wisdom is priceless, Lou.
Well, I appreciate very much you saying that. I tell you, the thing that I try to impress on people are two things that really stand out to me that make a difference in the ability to take that step and, as I call it, reach beyond, is stability, and you have to have a good forgettery. You got to be able to stay in there and focus, but you got, you know,
those are two great words. Stability
and forgettery.
Right. Lou, give me the website again for you and your books and your speaking and all things Lou Vickery, real quick.
LouVickeryBooks.com. And, hey, if somebody'd like to sign for the newsletter, they can find it there, too. Just drop me a note. Love to have them on my regular weekly.
Great. Lou
Dr. Bob,
Vickery.
Always a pleasure.
Lou in the Morning. Hold on, Lou. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, Experts Speak Out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And we want to welcome, I said I had friends on today, so I want to welcome Jimmy Spinali. Jimmy is been a head athletic trainer, gosh, for a couple of decades. He's had so much experience with elite level athletes in various sports. He worked with the Cardinals organization. Both guests today work with St. Louis. I spent 5 years with the guy at Sports Performance Volleyball, a world-class player in Aurora, Illinois. And now he is the head athletic trainer with DA Academy, Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. Jimmy spent years working with the U.S. Soccer under 17 boys, I think. And he's with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Hey, Jimmy, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Great. Hey, Doc, great to be aboard again. It's excited to talk to you again. It's been a while. It's a hot day down here in Florida, but it's love to talk to you again.
Lucky you, you know. So, again, you've been and you're still very active in the high-performance soccer world. Give us a quickie background with you with your athletic training.
Well, my athletic training, I did my graduate school down there at Missouri Valley College from undergrad and was raised in the Chicagoland. And, you know, I worked with sports performance volleyball for a good 5 years, working with the likes of Kelly Murphy and Lauren Carlini, who will be in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Obviously worked with the Cardinals organization, you know, during the Albert Pujols days, which was very cool. And then I worked with the U.S. residency men's national team down with Christian Pulisic and then for almost 6 years down in Bradenton. That's how I got down here. And now I'm with doing some private practice as well. And then right now, currently, I'm with PT Solutions Physical Therapy and working with the DA Academy Tampa Bay United Soccer Club based out of the Tampa Bay here with about 1,600 athletes.
Yeah, I remember back in the volleyball days, you were with Athletico, and I think you've always been hooked up to a great team of expertise. It was exciting to be part of that team when you were here floating around the Chicago area, and the idea that you were down there at Bradenton was IMG, wasn't that the High Performance Academy, Jimmy?
Yeah, it was IMG. Nick Bullitt, Terry had started it, and he kind of sold some stock to IMG, and obviously a producer like the Jim Kerr, Andre Agassi, we see Maria Sharapova down
right
there.
Yeah, you talk about Bullitt, Terry.
Now.
Bolateri came to visit us with Bob Guida, Nick Bolateri. He brought a couple of his top tennis players, Agassi, Chang, and Sampras. In the early 80s, they were teenagers. Nick coached so many great, great players. And the importance of the athletic trainer. And again, the affiliation with physical therapy. Tell us a little bit about Tampa Bay United.
Well, Tampa Bay United, it's a DA Academy, so developmental academies are about 1,600 athletes. We've got ages like 6 up to about 19 to 20. You know, these would be D1 caliber athletes, down here rec league players. It's a wide variety. You might throw a few national league, national team cut players in there as well. See a wide variety of injuries, obviously, ankle, head injuries. I see a lot of hip stuff, knees. So it keeps me very busy, actually. I'm getting set up for training as we speak, so.
Of course, Jimmy is a proponent of the Sports Doctor, everybody. Jimmy really, really works those feet and ankles. He pays big attention to the roll of the foot. I don't know how many athletes we put in orthotics along with you at Sports Performance Volleyball. They're lucky to have you. When you're talking about, is that Academy? Is that Academy Jimmy All soccer?
Yeah, this is all soccer down here. That's my strict sport, and you know, we take care of our kids good here. You know, we for the evaluation for injury, we do a really systematic exam from the feet up. Obviously, looking, you know, flat foot, high arches, you know, checking the hips out, thoracic spine, you know, to find out what's going on. You know, obviously, we want to prevent injuries before they occur. You know, so we're going to do our best for the kids.
Yes, and of course, when you're dealing with young kids, you're talking about like from 6 years old and up, and I that's very good news to me, because I like these young kids and their families to be educated real early. You know, soccer is a real challenge. There isn't a sport around where there's more running than soccer, and lots and lots and lots of running with young growing bodies is a challenge by itself. As you start dealing with academies and serious training, of course, the challenges compounded. And one of the reasons, Jimmy, that I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is, again, in the subtitle, is the epidemic of overuse injuries, you know, in youth sports. It's a tremendous challenge. And soccer has always been on the low end of the best sports shoes. You know, when I used to see these international players years and years ago, their shoes were like a second pair of socks. It was a tough sell to get more supportive shoes and whatever. And it still is a real, real challenge today. So talk of 1,600 athletes. Wow. And what's the relationship of the academy and your physical therapy group and, let's say, the school?
Well, I'm the athletic trainer through physical therapy, PT Solutions Physical Therapy, and I contract out to them. So I'm here present for all practices and games, pretty much any function, any parent meetings. You know, I do the appointments, set up appointments with our local team doctor, Dr. Ira Gutentag, who's the head guy for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So we got an elite level, high level doctor there, great connections locally. With the local schools, we have a wide variety of athletic trainers and with the PT Solutions logo that I can reach out to, you know, from their high school. With, you know, obviously those high school kids, you know, they play high school soccer and then they'll play club here. So if there's any injury communication, we can do that. So
yeah, right.
It's a great company, and things are running really well.
You're overused to the top of your ears, Jimmy. What is the – before I ask you about how good your sports psychology skills are, give us the what's the website people could find out more information about both the PT Solutions PT and or the soccer club?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. So it's TBUSC.com. You just go on there. They'll have all the information. If you're looking to enroll in the club for tryouts, my photo is on there as well. You can click that. Any concerns, just go to my email, james.spinale, S-P-I-N-A-L-E, at ptsolutions.com with any issues or concerns, and we can kind of go from there.
Yes. Now, you've had the experience for a long time since I knew you. When were you at Sports Performance Volleyball? Pardon my memory.
Yeah, I was there back in, it would have been 04 to 09.
Right.
It's been a while.
And the, yes, and... those were, again, they were top athletes, top to be college recruited, international players. And we talk so much on the Sports Doctor, not only about the role of the foot and not only about the physical challenges and high performance injury prevention, but we always talk also about the mental game. And we also talk about dealing with youngsters and their families. And that's one of the reasons I'd ask you how your psychology skills are. You know, when you've got to work with coaches and families and those kinds of pressures. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously my job is to keep athletes healthy. And if they do get hurt, obviously first thing is, again, you know, obviously prevention is my main thing. Communication is huge with parents. I need to stay in the loop with them, to call them, to set up appointments, to communicate, you know, what's going on with the injury, with the coaches, how long it's going to take for them to get back. So, you know, I'm the lifelink. I have to be on points, that, you know, set up appointments to communicate. It's huge, you know, obviously, and give them a comprehensive exam for the athletes to describe what's going on and what's happening with the injury as well.
Yeah. Hey, man, all day long, I'll tell you, let's have them balancing on one foot. You know, it's interesting. You know, one of the chapters in my book is called The Two Essential Exercises, regardless of the age, regardless of the sport, regardless of the youngster. And that's work balance, big time. And also strengthen those feet and ankles with the rubber bands. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. You can go back years and years and see what were the topics, who were the guests. Listen to whatever you would like. Go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles. There's an endless array of stuff we've written on all aspects of sports medicine. My latest guest editorial with the Lower Extremity Review, talking about the kind of teamwork that goes into high-performance sports medicine today. And tell us a little bit about PT Solutions Physical Therapy is the group you're working with.
Yes, they're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's a huge variety of, you know, locations for athletic training, physical therapy throughout the country. We're definitely open some new locations all over. You know, Texas. I know there's locations up in your region.
Really,
Naperville, up in Illinois.
Well, you know what, Jimmy?
They're all over.
Yeah. I'll tell you, have the CEO of the group contact me, and we'd love to have him on.
Yeah, we can do
you
that.
You know, I go back so far that Mark Kaufman, who started Athletico, when he was on my show at College of DuPage, he had three clinics. I think he's also in 30 states. So, yeah, pass that along. We'd love to include these groups that pay such a special attention. Of these 1,600 athletes, Jimmy, how many boys, how many girls, roughly?
Well, it's I would say roughly it's split. You got a wide variety, like your DA Academy teams, your like your D1 type caliber players, down your rec leagues, the ECNL, which is the elite club level league, which is another high level league, down to your younger kids trying to get into the elite level. So it keeps me super busy, obviously. I see a wide variety of, like, the injuries, as I said, concussion management care, nutrition, obviously trying to, you know, promote good nutrition principles to the kids and, you know, things they can do at home, sleep and all things like that, you know, to help them prepare to be, you know, ready to roll for matches. Hydration, obviously, another thing as well. So there's a lot of things I can get involved with to make a change and difference in their lives.
Yeah, and I find also, again, the role of athletic trainers, from dealing with a serious, serious spinal or head injury on the field to something much, much less aggressive, the genius of the certified athletic trainers. We're going to talk more about it with Jimmy Spinali, the head athletic trainer, DA Academy Tampa Bay United Soccer. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome back. We're talking with athletic trainer Jimmy Spinali, reminiscing with some of the stuff we've done together over the years. He's been down in Florida. How long have you been down in Florida now?
So I've been here since 2009. It'll be August 2009, coming up 10 years. So it's, it's fun.
It's unbelievable. You know, we were talking about the tremendous responsibility of the athletic trainer. You know, we used to talk about the fact that there are so many schools that have sports who don't have an athletic trainer. You got to explain that to me. You know, it's really, really still a challenge to have enough trainers so that a school that has sports, let alone football, has athletic trainers. And the but when you, again, you're dealing with these high caliber kids and you have injuries, like, you know, and sometimes coaches and parents are in a hurry and they've got pressure on the trainer. You know, when can we get back? How do you handle that?
You know, I handle just being calm and just explaining the injury process of, you know, how long it takes depending on what injury. If it's ACL, you're looking 6 to 9 months, obviously. It's going to be a long road for you. You know, it's depending on the injury. If it's concussion, obviously I need full, I need physician clearance before they get back on the field. So the doctor is going to make the final decision when they're ready, whatever injury it is. So I just explain the injury process from step one to the final step, what it's going to take for them to get back, the mental side of things, you know, taking care of themselves on and off the field, putting the work in, and, you know, I explain it that way is the best way.
Yeah, do you find yourself also being part of the educational arm to, again, the overuse of over-the-counter pain medicines is rampant with the youth population, again, because of these kinds of physical pressures of trying to come back before they're ready. In your experience, Jimmy, do you still see with these young boys and girls the 4, 5, 6 to 1 ACL knee injuries, girls to boys?
I would say, yeah, well, ladies are definitely more prevalent, you know, with the ACL, no doubt, over guys, you know, for a lot of various reasons. But, you know, there's a lot more preventative strategies now. You know, there's FIFA 11 is a big program. We have our own little program here. We're kind of fine-tuning, obviously to look at the feet first, you know. The feet first.
Well, here's the pearl, Jimmy. Here's the pearl. Yeah. Here's the sports medicine pearl for you, my friend. Is not a female young girl athlete who wouldn't benefit, we don't want to use the word need, who wouldn't benefit from proper orthotics. Again, I used to tell you that I could count on one hand how many functional, non-traumatic ACL knee injuries I'd see in girls if they had orthotics in their shoes, and I'm still screaming about it. The fact that it's not routinely done, you know, the wider hips, the different cue angle, a little bit more flexibility, and it's a big, big weapon. Now, if you come down wrong, you land wrong, you collide, you still, of course, injuries happen. It's going to be the case. But that's my pearl for you for the day, and I don't see enough of it. Again, with all of these ACL prevention programs, I don't see anything close to the routine use. But you know me, I'm prejudiced, you know, when it comes to that.
Orthotics are a huge, you know, target thing we need to obviously put in our athletes, you know, depending on what their foot type is and, you know, getting the orthotics in and, like I said, and strengthening the knees. You're obviously looking at the cue angle, strengthening the glutes. You need to look at the thoracic spine. There's a huge comprehensive thing you need to put in place, proper mechanics, proper technique, teaching the athlete to do it the correct way instead of, you know, breaking down and falling out. So there's a huge process that goes into that.
You know, it's interesting that, believe it or not, Jimmy, 50% of us are not fit properly for our shoes. If that's even close, holy cow. But it's one of the chapters in my book, Choosing the Best Shoe for Your Son or Daughter. And many times, you know, we see that, believe it or not, we still see a lot of these kids are not fit properly, where there's a concern in one regard or another. And again, one of our concerns on the sports doctor is the large growth center in the heel in growing boys and girls. And in a sport like soccer where cleats are used so early, it's something that many times we pay extra attention to, which is heel problems in these young soccer players. I'd love to get all the kids in multi-nub shoes and stay away from the clusters. But it's a challenge. Do you think, Jimmy, will ever see some sort of a helmet in the world of soccer?
Helmets, I mean, kids wear like those little concussion guards, you know, for care right now. that's what I generally am seeing. Hellman, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so, honestly. I mean, they still haven't obviously really developed a helmet that's really, really going to keep the brain basically not jarred inside the skull. So I would try to go for right now, but you never know, obviously.
Yes, you're.
With respect to your heel question, with heels, I mean, I see a lot of Stubbers disease, age 10 to 13 years old, so it is prevalent at that age.
Yes, and the I can't tell you for how many decades, especially the chronic ones, orthotics will solve the problem. We still got to rest. We still got to pay attention to the strengthening, but a lot of times against foot type, you know, that Sievers, they used to call it, see, they still do Sievers disease.
Sievers disease is much more
of a syndrome. Yeah, it's a syndrome. And again, you know, there's a big growth center in the heel. In those ages, sometimes these kids are more susceptible. The idea, again, that you're part of this team down there, you must be 1,600 kids. Are you dealing with the top of high school? Do you deal with any of them, any college players, Jimmy?
Yeah, we definitely have some D1 caliber players for sure in this program. We probably have the biggest high school here in Tampa Jesuit. We get a lot of their kids. We get a lot of PT Solutions schools in the area's kids. Some Lake Hyde and D1. We got River Ridge, to name a few. So, I mean, we see a wide variety of this whole region. We've had kids from Orlando travel here down to Sarasota where I live. So it's a huge network of kids that try out for this club and to reach their dreams of going D1 or if they want to potentially go to the national team.
Yeah, so if you got a young boy or girl in the area looking to really go as far as they can go in soccer, it sounds, to say the least, that your academy is one of the places that make so much sense. And that's what's exciting to me, is the fact that you're adding all that education, working with these elite youngsters for decades when it comes to safety. You know, when it comes, we're still all interested in the same two things, Jimmy, right? Number one, prevent trouble, prevent injuries as best we can. And then number two, for that big segment who's interested in it, enhancing performance. You know, run faster, jump higher, be quicker. All of these kinds of things that make so much sense. And you've been around these elite kids for so long. And challenge of dealing with families and the parents, sometimes, or overzealous coaches. I'm just glad you got some thick skin with you.
Yeah, it's I've had a chance to be almost certified almost 20 years, so I've worked at obviously a lot of different levels, which, you know, obviously with the Cardinals, the pros, down to U.S. Soccer, and, you know, obviously the DA Academy here, so I've seen a lot of different parents' levels. I mean, the expectations are super high. You know, a lot of parents obviously want their kid to succeed as much as possible, and like you said, education is the key, you know. Telling them what's going on, you know, what we can do to prevent injuries, obviously hydration strategies, things like that, orthotics, you know, there's a huge comprehensive thing we can look at to give the parent, to tell them this is what we need to do to get your, hopefully your son or daughter to the next level.
Yes, and again, having physical therapy regarding rehabilitation and prehabilitation makes so much sense. I'm so glad to hear that you still pay such big attention to nutrition. Like when you mentioned hydration, you know, today it's become a real science. That's one of the things I like about the magazine Lower Extremity Review. They talk about a whole overall, you know, team approach, again, with the idea of safety. And when you're dealing with high expectations, then many times it becomes a real challenge. Give us the website. We're just about out of time, Jimmy. Give us the website for information again with your organization.
Yeah, I'm with the Tampa Bay United Soccer Club, tbusc.com. That's for Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. And if you want to communicate with me, james.spinale, S-P-I-N-A-L-E, at ptsolutions.com. And if you want to just Google search PT Solutions, they'll come up there with the website info, and you're all set.
Great. Jimmy Spinale, hold on. Thanks so much. Head athletic trainer. We'll be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, and we'll answer some emails. I'll talk over the music, and we'll talk about some upcoming shows. My sports medicine mentor, one of the leading sports therapists in the world, kinesiotherapist Bob Guida, is going to be joining us next week. And his chiropractic associate, Dr. Vic Wojcas, is going to also be part of the show. The following week, we're going to be talking CBD oil. And Paul Dagnino, he's one of these young entrepreneurs who's really gotten himself involved in all of the positive aspects of CBD oil, its various uses. And then the CEO of Mineral Life, Neil Butterfield, will be joining us. Neil's Mineral Life is very involved in the analysis of all CBD products besides their particular line of supplements. They're very involved in testing, certifying some of the CBD. So that'll be a great show coming up in a couple of weeks. Where are we here? Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows and get a huge list going back years of topics, guests, and listen to whatever you would like. You could go to newspaper and magazine articles, and you can read so many different topics in sports medicine, fitness and wellness. And again, check out the Twitter at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, an endless array of informational posts on everything from who's coming on the show to all sorts of topics that have nothing to do with our particular radio show in fitness and health and wellness. And so it's a great site, at Sport Doc Radio. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. But LinkedIn's catching up also, where we'll see all sorts of an array of whether it's authors, doctors, therapists, trainers, authors. who are in our world of all things sports medicine, health, and wellness. Where are we? Here, let's do a couple of emails. Perry says, tape helps with my plantar fasciitis. Would orthotics help? Usually taping of the foot arch, Perry, is one of the diagnostic aids we use to see if controlling the collapse of the foot, controlling pronation would be helpful. So, yes, in most instances, orthotics would be. You might also try something over the counter initially, but your best bet is to see podiatry, the expert in foot mechanics, and to then really get the proper advice on everything from orthotics to a particular shoe that you might be involved with. Because plantar fasciitis, the discomfort or inflammation of the heel and arch, is the most common thing we see in active people and sports-minded people. And almost always orthotics, custom orthotics, are a big part of the remedy. So pay attention to that. Charles says, my daughter's a 14-year-old tennis player. She has a wide foot. She's got bunion deformity like her mom. We're looking at New Balance shoes for more room. You know, Charles, besides looking at New Balance shoes, go see podiatry, ideally sports podiatry. Just the idea that understanding that the bunion deformity is an inherited development of dislocation of the big toe joint. You don't inherit the big bump on the toe like her mom or grandma might have. You inherit the foot type that develops that. So if we intercede early, and orthotics are a big, big weapon here. We've had great success, and especially if you're talking about she's a fairly serious tennis player, the right type of orthotics, you're going to do as best you can to prevent trouble, whether it's knees and shins or feet. New Balance shoes, again, I do like for females. They are width-sized, so you can't go wrong. They do make a great tennis shoe, but pay attention to podiatry with those bunions. No one's looking to operate on them. Just pay attention to orthotics. Paula says, both my 12-year-old daughter and her sister have hammer toes like me. I'm 45 years old. I had surgery. Again, like I spoke about with the bunions, Paula, you want to see podiatry and see how you can intercede, whether it's with orthotics or shoe changes, to try to prevent the girls ending up on the surgical table. These are progressive deformities, where sometimes the toes knuckle, they develop hammer toes. Podiatry has been around for a million years, trimming painful corns as a result of hammer toes and or calluses on the bottom of the feet. So the prevention, proper shoes, and the good news is you can throw orthotics in almost anything. You really want to see podiatry. Maybe the person who did your surgery would be a good opinion to get. John says, why is there a 5 or 6 to 1 ACL knee injuries, girls to boys? We were just talking about with the athletic trainer. Maybe it's not that high anymore, as young girls now are very, very highly trained. They've been through all sorts of prevention programs. They play as much sports as the boys do. However, females and girls do have a wider hip angle to the knee called the Q angle. To me, that alone creates excessive torque, especially when the foot is pronating or rolling in. So I am very proactive if the girls are an athlete to using orthotics. I don't care if the feet hurt or they don't hurt, in order to control internal tibial torsion or the twisting of the knee. I have seen some of the top girls in the world over the years, and I can count on one hand how many non-trauma-related ACL tears I've seen when they had orthotics and issues. It doesn't mean they came down wrong and didn't land on somebody or step in a hole or get tackled. I'm talking about the girl who changes direction, who comes down from a rebound, who stops short, takes off running, and boom, ACL. So all of the proactive strengthening physical therapy protocols, and there are a lot of great ones, to today, because there's so much more attention being paid to that, is a big, big idea. So again, check us out next week. Great guest. Again, you've been listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Thanks a lot, Dr. Bob Weil. See ya.